coming to you from out of the blue on your local station. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And speaking of doing the walk, well, we're going to be talking about the walk right now in the spotlight, but not the walk of life per se. Marine Walk, Marine Walk Mall. You've probably heard about it. If you haven't experienced it yet, well, this is your chance to get the full story right here on the morning show on 88 FM, and a real exciting, game-changing development on the local North Coast retail scene. But don't just take it from me. I've got good company in the studio with me this morning. Brad Winstanley, one of the top team members on the development side of things, strategic project manager at Devemco Group, pioneering property development group, and the guys behind Marine Walk Mall. Brad is in the house with us on the microphone, and good morning to you, Brad. How are you doing, my friend?
Morning, Mike. Thanks to you and the team for having me here today. It's great to be here.
Listen, it was great to be part of the media group that got to experience, as you know, the first sort of unveiling and opening of Marine Walk Mall just a couple of weeks ago. And I was really, really impressed with what has landed on our shores, just at the entrance to Umhlothi, really, for those that are trying to position it in their minds, and kind of central to what is unfolding in the Sibaya Coastal Precinct. It's a really exciting proposition, a really interesting location. And from your perspective, I wanted to get the full story and find out what was the project brief and the vision for Marine Walk from the outset.
So it was born out of lockdown, actually. So we had time on our hands, and none of us really wanted to be caught in at home with the kids for too long a time. So we were able to quite quickly get together, and through technology we could Teams call and begin this exciting project. So it was born out of a vision for bringing community together, meeting the needs of local community, but also having broad appeal for both a local shopper and for a destination shopper. And we wanted to do something different. We wanted to turn the traditional model on its head, and we wanted to be catalytic by its nature, which all our projects tend to be.
Well, hey, listen, it certainly is catalyzing a whole lot of interest. And looking at the key players who started connecting during this lockdown period and pulling the vision together, who were the key members of the team?
From a Devemco perspective, Charles Thompson is kind of the driving force behind our developments, and John van Wyk from Craft of Architecture, who did the initial design concept initially, but retail's a team effort. So it was, you know, a proper team effort from our development team, from the contractor, and from a world-class professional team. Because retail's a different animal. And we did it quickly, so we managed to produce something that we're very proud of, and we're really excited about the momentum that we've got and we have had throughout this project, and the feedback that we're getting.
And look, they say teamwork makes the dream work, and it sounds like you managed to assemble a real crack team, an A team, to make this thing the sort of success that it's already being called. In terms of its location, at the entrance to Umhlothi, really interesting positioning. I mean, for access from the North Coast, from Umhlanga side, what audience is Marine Walk kind of aiming to cater to, and how does it fit into the greater picture of this Sibaya Coastal Precinct development that there's so much excitement around?
So, yeah, great question. For an area to work, you need a number of elements to come together, and retail's a major component of that, and it really activates areas. So we saw a huge opportunity in Umhlothi. There was a total lack of retail, as well as the surrounding communities being Waterloo, Verulam, Umhlothi itself, and then our home, Sibaya, where we were the pioneers in the area, nodes 1 to 5 of Sibaya. So we saw the Marine Walk project as being an activation for the whole area. We knew that there was opportunity there, but we also saw it being a bridge between Umhlanga and the North Coast.
Yeah.
So that's a big play for us, and a huge part of our success has been its location, access to road networks, airport, But we knew we had a, when our research came through, we had a really broad catchment area, and it stretches all the way from Umhlanga, taking in Mount Edgecumbe, Phoenix, Verulam, Umhlanga itself, but all the way up to the North Coast and Ballito. And that North Coast commuter is a big part of our market, and we're seeing that and getting that feedback already, which is really exciting for us.
Fantastic. And for those that have already driven past and had a look and driven in and experienced the mall, looking at the design and the layout of the mall, how does Marine Walk present a fresh take on retail, the retail experience? And it kind of turns this strip mall model, strip mall concept on its head.
Absolutely. So I mentioned earlier that the project was catalytic, so we had to do something different. We were looking to open a whole area up, the major mixed-use development where we did the master plan and where we're unlocking Salta is having a meaningful impact on the communities around it. So we had to, we felt like we owed the area and to be true to what our other developments have been like, to do something different. So your traditional strip mall model looks at kind of two anchors bookending a center,
yeah,
with your line shops in between and kind of a long corridor in between and parking up front.
That's been the classic model.
Yeah. Classic. And we felt that wouldn't do the area justice, the community justice, or ourselves. So we looked at a concept which was structured around a central park where restaurants would spill into it. It would be lifestyle focused, a multi-purpose space. Kids can play. I've got a young family, so there was a lack of facilities where kids could go and play in a safe, fun, family-centric environment where you could have world-class food and beverage and then all the convenience that you'd want around a center. And we were very fortunate that the position gave us incredible momentum with in terms of securing tenants. So we were really lucky with what we could effectively cherry-pick who we wanted in the center and design something bespoke that was curated and exciting and fresh. And I think the open-air space that we've managed to achieve coming out of a COVID environment where people are looking for something smaller, boutique, open air, secure, and family-centric, but convenient. I think we've managed to bring those elements together, and the feedback we're getting seems to be encouraging.
Sure, well, clearly you've made an impression, and the major national retail players have also seen the attractiveness, yeah, of the Marine Walk offering, and you've managed to secure some really big names. Can you,
yeah, we have,
mention some of your anchor tenants?
Yeah, absolutely. So if we kick off when you come into the center, we've got W Edit.
This is a big deal for KZN.
It's,
hey,
a big deal. First of its kind in KZN, they chose Marine Walk to launch.
This is the Woolworths sort of a new fashion store concept.
Absolutely.
W Edit.
Yes, it's the brainchild of their CEO, and they chose Marine Walk for their launch in KZN. They're having tremendous success, and they're really encouraged by the growth they're having. It looks at the best of their clothing, fashion, and homeware, and some unique lines in there, and chatting to them, they're really excited about the feedback and the trading densities that they're doing. We've then got Mr. Price Home, which caters to our young market. We've got a lot of young buyers coming into the area and empty nesters as well. It's a broad market. We've got Tops, which is world class. I mean, we'll talk about our anchor tenant. I mean, it looks like a French chateau wine shop.
Yeah.
We've got Spa, which we'll chat about. And then we've got Miladies, Dis-Chem, and Woolworths Foods from a national perspective. So a really nice mix and something we're quite proud of. We've managed to get everyone that we targeted, and they're really excited to be in the mix.
Well, those are some big guns.
And they are.
In amongst that, you've got an eclectic mix of smaller tenants. Of course, the Devemco Group setting up its own office on-site as well.
Absolutely.
What made the Marine Walk just the perfect launch pad and location for your HQ? And do you have any favorites amongst your neighbors? Can you play favorites? Can you?
Jeez, we've got quite a lot to cover in those questions. So I'll talk a little bit about the mix. We've covered off the nationals. We've got 25 tenants in all. In the park area, we've got a number of restaurants, and we've had a big focus on owner-managed operators was our goal from the get-go. So we targeted people, sold the dream, and tried to get them in the mix, and we were fortunately successful with everyone that we had. So from a restaurant perspective, we've got a good mix between nationals and owner-managed businesses. We've got Casa Nostra, which is a firm favorite in Durban, a classic 30-year story with Emmanuel Cantatore. We've got Waxy O'Connors, who also are quite a famous family and operators. We've got Mug and Bean, which is a family favorite. Kwai and Tightline Fisheries have now put together a bespoke offering, which we'll chat about as well.
Wow.
So we've got a really nice mix from a food and beverage perspective. And then from a line shop perspective, we've tried to kind of tick off every box. If you're a family coming to the center, have we got something for everyone? And we've tried to, within that 25, we've tried to have something that's appealing for every person and every walk of life. So we've got a number of little owner-managed establishments like Billy Boy's Biltong Shop, one of my favorites.
Sure, I must say, I definitely grabbed a bag of Billy Boy's when I was down at the mall the other day.
Yeah, there's a really cool little barber shop called Mustache Barber, which is one of the nicest you'd see around.
There's some sharp cuts.
We've my daughter loves Nikki's Gifts, and my son just wants to play in the park. And my wife loves going to Skin and Nail and having her nails done. And the vision for the area is that people can feel relaxed and they can settle into the space. So I can go in, the kids can grab we've got a Milky Lane kiosk, they can have an ice cream, they can play on our climbing tower and our balance beams. I can settle into one of the restaurants and have a bite to eat and a beverage, and I still feel like I'm adding father value.
There you go.
And my wife's doing some shopping. So I think what we've created is an environment where people feel happy and relaxed and secure, and they want to be in the mix. And that's the feedback we're getting, which is really exciting. I mean, this week I was applying for a Schengen visa for a holiday coming up. And I was just sitting quietly listening, and someone was talking about Marine Walk, and I just kept quiet. And he was a foreigner, definitely. And he said he had been into to the Super Spa, and he said he was blown away because he could have pastries that were better than where he's experienced in France. He could have gelato that was as good as Italy. He's got this butcher experience, Karoo Kitchen, have their Blockman there, so you can have an old school butcher experience where they cut your, you know, prime cut and wrap it in brown paper. And it's a kind of a return to old school values and service and thinking around where retail began, really. And I think another story I heard recently was that there was the MD of a multinational coming around recently, South African-born business.
Yeah.
And he took a walk around with his team around the spa particularly, but the center at large. And he was saying he lives in New York. And he was saying that the layman would just be impressed by this. But if you understand retail and design, the thousands and thousands of hours of thought that had gone into unlocking something like the Super Spa at the Salsa Super Spa at Marine Walk, the tops and the center at large, he says we've created something world class. So it's something to be proud of.
And that is the story that we want to celebrate, because it's every time we have a success like this, it's a win for the whole North Coast region, really. And it just puts us on that level. We want to be thinking of ourselves as being on par with the best, not just locally, but internationally. So forget about that Schengen visa. You don't need to go that far away. We've got amazing stuff happening right here. And Marine Walk, if you have not yet experienced it, I mean, it's so centrally located. It's such a quick little trip up the road from Bolita. Beautiful for a day trip or for a weekend outing. Or if you're commuting, if you're heading between here and Umhlanga or Durban, it's really easy to pull off a highway. Give me the location for those that are trying to position it in their brains, Brad.
So another aspect of the center is the impact it has on the broader community.
Yeah.
And you know, we've done some research, and it's important that we have this data. But we knew we would have an impact. We didn't realize how meaningful it would be. So during the construction phase, there were about 1,200 jobs that were created. That's outside of the estate that we're unlocking. That's purely on Marine Walk. And about 450 permanent jobs have been created in the center itself and indirectly through service providers. That's a complete game changer for the communities like Waterloo around us. SPA used Operation Jumpstart, and they've employed 67 people who were previously completely unskilled and who are now gainfully employed, who were unemployed before. So the impact of that will have ripple effects throughout the communities around us. So it's really exciting for us and meaningful.
It's a long-term meaningful investment. This is something that is planted firmly at the center of this really exciting growth node, the Sabaya Coastal Precinct.
Yeah.
It's here to stay. Yeah. It's going one way.
And it's exciting. We're doing different things. So going back to that park, it's an area where we're having, it's an area where we can showcase local talent. We had the Live Choir recently at our opening singing, which was brilliant. They did an activation through SPA, singing Shawsha Laws of all the kids following them in tow, which was exciting. Man. We've had Veranda Panda a couple of times playing. We're finding that the family vibe's transitioning into a really good vibe at night, with the restaurant spilling out into the area. Live music, really good music and just a fun area that's easy to access. I mean, again, we've got 800 parkings, free parking. It's on grade. That's a big factor for commuters and from your North Coasters and for our customers in the community. So that's all important. And then talking about centers of excellence, our offices being built there as well, building 2,700 square meters. We've got our office, we've got Rainmaker Marketing who do our marketing for us, yeah. Craft of Architecture, the architects, our engineers, Struxit, Vertex, Livenge, Quantity Surveyors.
Wow, so a real hub of excellence.
Absolutely, and I think you would struggle to find a grouping of skill set around the country under one roof. And it's a really exciting prospect for us, but also for KZN and for Durban to have centers of excellence, as you put it, like this. And we've got not only big things planned, but we're doing them. So we're really excited. We're engaging with and quite farther down the line with some of our neighboring countries. We've got some major master planning projects underway, which are helping the governments in those areas. So
sure.
we play in the big space, but we do our own developments. But we also partner with existing developers and help them to unlock opportunities as well, procure for them, and put all the policies, the procedures and our expertise into play. We've got over 100 years of experience on our development team alone outside of the professional set and we work hard and it's a great vibe and we're just stoked to be in the mix. So it's fun to do projects like this.
You're getting me excited. You're painting a picture here, and for anyone planning a big project, listening to this, how can they get in touch with you and your expert team of developers and development managers at DevEmco?
So you can either get hold of us on, I think the best route would be to pop onto our website, www.devemcogroup.co.za. There's an information address there, and we'll put that into the right hands. And then we also encourage you to look at our Marine Walk social pages, Facebook and Instagram. And then we've got a live interactive store directory on our website, which is www.marinewalk.co.za. So please get in touch, and we're really hoping to see lots of North Coasters in the mix with us. And you again, Mike.
Hey, I'm there this weekend. Don't you worry.
Nice.
And by the way, if you do pop onto the Marine Walk website, you can stand a chance to win a shopping spree by signing up to the Marine Walk newsletter online. It's marinewalk.co.za. Visit the site, sign up, stand a chance to get lucky. And then that website address for the DevEmco Group, just to give you the spelling on that one, DevEmco group.co.za. So that's DevEmco group.co.za. And my special guest in the mix with me on a Wednesday morning, Bradwin Stanley, strategic project manager at the DevEmco Group, the pioneering property development group, the team behind a really exciting Marine Walk Mall right at the entrance to Umhlanga. Can't miss it, and definitely don't want to miss it. Go and check it out this weekend if you haven't experienced it yet. Come on, what are you doing? You heard about it here on 88 FM. And Brad, thank you for your time, man. Thank you for giving us the picture. It's such an exciting story, a story we're going to be keeping tabs on as it continues to go places, and looking forward to chatting again with you really
Absolutely.
Soon.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks for your time, and thanks for listening, guys.
You heard it here on 88 FM, and after giving you the scoop on Marine Walk, here's Aerosmith saying, "Walk This Way." Taking you to the other side of 8:30 on a Wednesday. It's 88 FM. Don't touch that dial.
Your hard drive? Emails on the fritz? Software license expired? Forgot your passwords? Been hacked by cyber criminals? Ah! Remove the risks and headaches of trying to manage your business's IT by yourself. Let Lantech Computers give you total peace of mind. For over 20 years, Lantech Computers has been providing rock-solid IT and networking support to the local business sector. With our head office based in Belito, visit lantech.co.za. That's lantech.co.za to find out why outsourcing your company's IT has never been easier.
Red Tile, your one-stop flooring solutions company with the widest range of flooring on the KZN North Coast, is now in their 20th year as Belito's favorite flooring supplier. But what sets Red Tile apart? Well, how about the fact that they're owner-managed and run, and they have a reputation for the best custom tile cutting service in town?